summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Nandini. Let's focus on the crude palm oil prices for the first question. CPO prices rose from February and March this year. So this is bucking a trend from a long decline since 2014. Is it now set for a rebound this year? And what do you think is the outlook for CPO prices?
While Fitch recognizes that the outlook for CPO is still muted, we are seeing signs of sustained improvement. Demand has always held up for CPO, which is the most cost-effective vegetable oil. But because of the ongoing El Nino, which is the most severe in the recent years, production or output in both Malaysia and Indonesia has declined. And because of that, the stock accumulation in Malaysia has also decreased, which is a positive factor. So last year, Malaysia, stocks had touched 53 days in November 2015. And as of March 2016, it has declined to 27 days of last 12 months production, which is more in line with the long-term average. So Fitch believes that these point to a sustained improvement in the CPO price for the rest of 2016.
Historically, we have also seen a strong correlation between crude oil and CPO prices due to CPO's use as a biodiesel feedstock. With crude oil prices where they are now, how do you think this will affect CPO prices going forward?
Yes. Historically, there has been a strong correlation between CPO and crude oil prices. And we believe that the low crude oil price environment would temper the CPO price increase in 2016.
With rising input costs, how have some of the major plantation players performed, and do you think we will see some of their operating profits being impacted?
Well, the Q1, we should remember, also incorporates January 2016, which witnessed very weak CPO prices. The average in January was just $5.65 per metric ton. The 12 months ended 31st December 2015 has been challenging for all major plantation players, Simdabi, Felda, Gar, Golden Agri Resources, as well as Astra Agro, Lestari. So the average selling price for all the players have shown a decline during 2015. Full year 2015, and also the operating profit or EBITDA per metric ton, both on account of lower prices and, you know, rising input costs, there has been a squeeze in the operating profit per metric ton of CPO produced. So going forward with an improvement in CPO prices since then have progressively improved to $6.39 per metric ton in February and $6.86 in March. And as we talk today, the pre-export tax CPO price is about $6.80 per metric ton. So at these prices, we do expect both realizations as well as operating profits per metric ton to improve for the CPO plantation companies. Leverage has steadily climbed during the last 18 months because of the depressed CPO price environment. While we don't expect an immediate improvement in cash flow leverage or FFO adjusted net leverage for the CPO plantation operators, we expect the improvement in leverage to be gradual, and better operating cash flows should enable the CPO operators to deleverage gradually.
Will higher tax exports and higher levies weigh heavily on earnings on these players?
See, going forward, since we are, I mean, the average selling price achieved by the major players and operating profit reported is net of the tax impact. So going forward, Yes, there is an element of export tax and levy involved, but since prices are increasing, the realizations and operating profit per metric ton of CPO produced is projected to improve for the major players.
The gap between soybean and palm oil prices are expected to widen. How do you think this will affect demand for both types of oil and soybean as a substitute products for cooking oil, for instance?
Well, it works the other way around because plantings in the U.S. Are projected to decline, and U.S. soybean output is also projected to decline because soybean too has witnessed a declining trend in prices, and farmers are now finding it unattractive to cultivate soybean. So soybean price may increase, and more importantly, the gap between soybean oil price and CPO is projected to widen. And if that happens, then the attractiveness of palm oil as a substitute for soybean is enhanced, and that will also support the CPO price increase.
We've also seen Indonesian authorities recently cracking down on the industry in a bid to curb deforestation and perhaps combat the haze. And following the ban, what further policy measures do you think you can expect, and how do you think this will impact the players there?
See, we need to understand in greater detail, whether such policy measures are going to be sustained, and if they are sustained, how is it going to be monitored and implemented? And having said that, even if you set aside the proposed policy to curb clearing forests aside, CPO in Indonesia, the output is projected to decline in 2016 because of the El Nino. So in 2015, the CPO output was 32.5 million metric tons, and it's projected to decline to 32 million metric tons this year. So which again should provide some support to CPO prices or provide a fillip to CPO prices in 2016.
Thank you. That was Nandini Vijayaraghavan, a director of Asia Pacific Corporates, Fitch Ratings.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!